I know that you have to indulge me a little bit because I have certain regulars whenever I'm asked to substitute host that I call on every time. And I love to talk about St. Patrick's Day. I love to do something Irish, and Bryn is the perfect guest for that. But there are others. But a regular is this next guest right now. And I have so much respect for him, and I've gotten to know him over the years as Sheriff Tom Snyder in a very important role in this community, but such an ordinary, regular, nice man. To have that kind of responsibility on your shoulders and to be that common to anyone is quite a trick. You're an honorary Irishman, Tom.
I told you, my DNA came back, and I had some Irish in me. I thought it was all Scotch before, and my mom's like, no, you're just Scotch. And then, of course, I got my DNA back, so I can be part of your group now, Kevin.
Well, isn't that cool, those DNA tests?
Well, I feel so much better. I mean, when I walked in here, hearing the music, you know, I was getting ready to do the Highland Fling.
Well, I did go to Scotland this year for the first time. And, you know, being Irish, you're not exactly totally objective about the Scottish. There's a little bit of a
rift. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
I was over in Scotland. Those people are so nice, so much fun. And they talk just like they're Irish or they're Scottish, Irish talk. I don't know. The only difference is a little bitty body of water between the island and their big old land. And I know the English kind of infiltrated Scotland, and that's what caused the rift. But they're very proud of their Scottish heritage. And I'll tell you what, it's not near as of a rift as I thought it was.
Yeah, very strong personalities involved by all parties. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, very, very devoted, loyal, fun, and stubborn. But convicted.
Did you just define a Cubs fan? I think that's a Chicago Cubs fan.
No. Don't ask me to describe a Cubs fan.
Oh, come on.
You know what? It's made the rivalry between St. Louis and Chicago so much better now.
Oh, it does. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we were always looking up to the Chicago, of course, St. Louis Cardinals. Now.
You never looked up to the Cardinals. Now
the St. Louis Cardinals are looking up to the Cubs.
Looking up is the wrong term.
Well, no, I think it is. When you're below them in the standings,
trying to be.
That's looking up.
Looking up is kind of like I look up to you. I don't look up to the Cubs at all.
You're looking for a philosophical type of a description of it. I'm actually looking at it from the standings in the actual
logistical
rankings.
Okay, I got you. But where do I start with you? You are absolutely one of my favorite guests because of your energy level, your optimism. You handled some of the most headiest issues and problems in our county as sheriff, and you never acted like they've affected you. But there's been some really tough times in law enforcement over the last few years, and I don't know how you deal with it.
It's just like anything. Obviously, years of experience allows us the opportunity to be able to deal with those situations. Does it make it any easier? No, it does not. I think that over time, it wears on you. I got to a point where when I turned 50, I could pick and choose what I wanted to do. And obviously, I chose a route that I thought was best for me and my family. You know what? Waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning worrying about issues in the jail and a department the size of ours is something that I wouldn't wish on anybody because it does deprive you of a lot of sleep. But by the same token, you have an obligation. And I think that obligation is to do what you can do for the people you serve. And I've taken that very seriously over the time that I was sheriff. And the decisions I made put things into action, I think were good decisions, and I stand by those decisions.
Leadership, individuals, make a huge difference. Good leaders can change a lot, and bad leaders can damage a lot. And when you got good, strong leaders, I don't think people that work for them or have to report to them have a clue how much anguish over them and the issues of the day or the week or the month or the year. because a good, strong leader doesn't show that.
That's a great point.
But it works on you all night. It works on you all day. and there's always another issue to deal with because you've chosen to be that leader. And a good, strong leader knows how to handle that pressure, deal with it, not wear it on their sleeves, and then make good decisions to solve those problems. That describes you.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, but I also got to say this, is that a good leader builds a good executive team to help support.
Well, they got to have help.
You betcha. I mean, because obviously, if you have an autonomous approach and a I am the king type attitude, you will fail. So whenever you put together a great executive team, it allows you the opportunity to make qualified decisions, hoping that if you do have dissent, you listen to that dissent and then look at it and see if, in fact, that person is right in their approach. And I was very lucky to have an outstanding team around me that helped support me in the decision-making. And I can tell you personally, very few decisions were made specifically by me. It was an approach that, of course, was done in a group-type setting.
Well, three of those people are running for sheriff now.
Yes, sir.
And, man, I was commenting earlier when I had Randy Keith on. We during my week, have heard from every candidate that's running for the 101st, and we've heard from every lieutenant who's running for sheriff. Mm-hmm. And I am so impressed by all the candidates. The caliber of people that are stepping up for the next leadership position is pretty impressive, and I don't know that that's always been the case, at least in politics, but it certainly is the case now, and it certainly is the case in the sheriff's department. John Butts, a different type of style than Jim Root, and Tony, totally different style than those two. But every one of them dead serious. Every one of them really wants the job, and they all bring something different to the table. So really, I'm not going to put you on the spot because I know you don't want to be choosing or endorsing anybody because you think the world of all three of them because of what they've done for you. But really, the choice is style of leadership. Which style does the electric want to pick, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been very public about my position in this matter. It is clearly I support all three candidates. We do not lose regarding these candidates. These are individuals that are dedicated to the service of their county and to the profession of law enforcement. So I can sit back with a smile and know that I have three individuals I consider very dear friends running for a position, and they know that each one of them can come to me and I will help support them in any way I can. Again, three different leadership styles, three different individuals, but also a great amount of great service to their county already and, of course, hopefully in the future.
Well, you know, Tony Brown was in the Army, and you got Jim Root, who was a Marine. Mm-hmm. And then John looks like a very serious.
Well, he served his county, and also he's, again, a highly academic. He's going for his master's. So you have a very qualified administrator in Jim Root with his Marine Corps background. You have Tony Brown serving his country.
Is there anybody that doesn't like Tony? I mean, I've never seen a guy universally liked as much as Tony Brown.
You know what? I got to tell you, all of them. I mean, they're very charismatic, and obviously Tony can light up a room when he comes inside there. There's no doubt about that.
Why has it turned into that? I mean, I've never seen, Chief Getz is a stoic and strong and an incredibly good chief of police. Mm-hmm. But he's still so approachable.
Well,
what has happened and for the good, and why? I hope everybody realizes that the leadership of our two major police departments, the Sheriff's Department and the Decatur Police Department, are so approachable and so friendly people.
You know what?
It hasn't always been
there's a great tradition. I mean, look back at Chief Bartholomew, Chief Anderson, Chief Walker, you know, and, of course, Chief Getz. All these individuals, and I hope, you know, of course, I'm not leaving out some of the ones that will be a little bit before me, but I can tell you this right now. They have all served their public in a manner with great distinction. And, you know, I just feel very lucky to have had some type of interaction with them because every one of those interactions have been positive and, of course, led me to be better in my career.
All the problems that you hear on the news about the police usually stem back to when it's a legitimate bad egg, some kind of ego trip of power in that. I just don't see that on your force or your previous force or even city care. These are young, strong men and women that are just so serious about their jobs. Mm-hmm. And I don't see an ego problem at all. These guys and women are so confident in their abilities, they don't have to prove anything to anybody.
Well, it starts at the top, Kevin, because if you see those types of individuals that have those character flaws, you got to correct those character flaws. And that's the thing. I mean, we wouldn't allow for that, Kevin.
Keep from hiring them.
Yeah, you betcha. That's the whole thing. The best part of being able to make your department is being very involved in the hiring process. And that's why the whole executive team is a part of that process. You know, the old days where they politically came in there and picked who they wanted to pick, those days are gone. And you know what? I'm proud of where the department is right now. I know that Sheriff Buffett.
Well, before we go into Sheriff Buffett, I want to take a break.
We got a whole segment on him?
Yeah. Well,
okay. Well, I can go along with that.
We got a whole segment on him and you. We want to hear about your new position at the Law Enforcement Training Center. And so we'll take a break and spend some time. I want you to give a grade to your successor.
Okay.
All right.
The WSOY 3-day weather forecast, sunny 34 this afternoon, clear 21 tonight. Sunny and 42 tomorrow, and then Saturday a partly sunny day with a high of 45. Heading in the wrong direction, down 1, 15 right now in downtown Decatur, and your WSOY time is 7:18.
Don't miss the Newhoff Media Wedding Extravaganza on Saturday, January 27th from 11 to 3 at the Mount Zion Convention Center. It will be a full day for all bride-to-bees and her groom. The Newhoff Wedding Extravaganza is offering selections for catering, DJ services, rental, hair, and more. Plus, register to win a honeymoon in Vegas or Niagara Falls. It's the Newhoff Media Wedding Extravaganza, Saturday, January 27th at the Mount Zion Convention Center.
I'm Jen Wood from Maroa Lumber Company. At Maroa Lumber, we carry more than just top quality grade lumber. We feature high performing brands like Anderson, Wadena, CHI, and Milwaukee. We also carry composite decking, molding, and trim, siding materials, garage doors, Pratt & Lambert paint, and so much more. At Maroa Lumber, we offer free estimates and takeoffs on any job. Whether it's a small project or building your dream home, Maroa Lumber has the knowledgeable staff to get the job done. Visit us at MaroaLumber.com or give us a call, 794-2226.
The 2018 Toyota RAV4 has plenty of cargo room for all of your equipment. And with available all-wheel drive, you can take the RAV4 out and tackle all sorts of roads. Plus, the RAV4 looks great thanks to its sleek exterior and stylish interior. Not to mention, it has the latest in advanced safety technology. Thanks to the RAV4's lane departure alert, you're warned when you start to drift outside of your lane so that you can quickly correct. The Toyota RAV4, it's up for anything. Tested, trusted, Toyota. Get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus $500 bonus cash on a new 2018 Toyota RAV4. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com today. Toyota, let's go places.
0% APR financing for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Bonus cash on TFS contracts only. Must be applied to the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Does not include taxes, license, title registration fees, and dealer fees. Does not include college or military rebate. Varies by region. See dealer for details. Offers end 1/31/18.
The Community Foundation of Macon County. Maybe you've heard of it, but do you know what the foundation does? I'm Ouija Stewart, president of the Community Foundation of Macon County. Primarily, the foundation is a donor-centered charity. We like to say we work the supply side of charitable impact. We work with donors to establish individual funds in their names that can benefit a cause, a favorite organization, or provide a scholarship. It's sort of like having your own foundation without all the paperwork. We also serve as the administrator of the funds for the donor. We invest the assets, we consider the donor's advice in grant making, and we work with local nonprofits that benefit from our donor's generosity. The advantages to the donors are many. Along with reducing paperwork, we keep track of the donations and grants and send quarterly reports on the fund's activity. If you would like more information on setting up a fund with the Community Foundation of Macon County, please call us at 429-3000. We make philanthropy easy.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Buyers and Company. I'm Kevin Brahaney with Jeff Daly here running the everything but this microphone. And I got one of my favorite people on earth. What a great leader he has been and still is, Tom Snyder. He's got a new job. We'll talk about that. That song, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire, got to get you back in my life.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a big day coming up for me. My daughter Molly's getting married on the 2nd of February. And we got this 13-piece band coming to St. Louis from Chicago.
Wow.
And they're going to play all this R&B music, all that kind of Earth, Wind, and Fire. I can't wait.
That sounds like a great time.
We're so lucky, aren't we, Tom, to live in Decatur, to raise our families here, to have our kids grow up here. It's just a really healthy place to raise a family.
It is. When you start looking at all the different areas like that, I don't think it gets any better than where we're at right now.
Yeah, so, okay, we've got this last segment. It's not very long, and I got to cover two important topics. One, your successor, Sheriff, Interim Sheriff, Howard Buffett, and then your new position at the Law Enforcement Training Center. So let's take Howard first.
Yeah,
the guy didn't need to be sheriff. He didn't buy the position because nobody in their right mind would ever want to buy this job.
Yep.
One of the reasons why you retired is to get from out from underneath all those years of stress. He loves, from what I can tell, he loves his sheriff's department. It's all largely due to you and your friendship with him. Plus, I think if he could have been, he would have been a cop in his real life, just
no
like
doubt.
I would have been a radio.
Would have been an outstanding
guy.
He is right now.
And he is now. And such a smart thing to do, to get somebody this committed and generous in the past. He put his money where his mouth was, to fill that 1 year void until these three guys can determine who's going to rise to the top. And
yeah.
you're responsible for that.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm proud of that decision, and I can tell you that in my career, in 29 years, it's the best decision I ever made in my career. And
why?
I say that,
why is it the
I'll
best?
I'll tell you why. Because I know that he can serve the public in the interim between the time when I left till the time that the new sheriff takes office. Prepare this office for the next decade or better. And it's all because of the fact of his ability to look at things and be able to change how things are going to be in the future. And he has the ability, and I'm not talking from a monetarily standpoint. I'm talking about an individual that has the ability to look and say, hey, you know what? If we get the right person in here right now to be able to analyze this, maybe we can do this operation a little bit better. I couldn't do that.
Lieutenant Root told me when he was on for his interview that he's the first guy in there, last guy to leave.
Oh, he is. I mean, his dedication to that office has been longstanding.
And he gets criticized for going out on the beat. That's a bunch of baloney.
Yeah. You know what? There's so many critics out there. Just like whenever they watch a football game, you're going to have armchair quarterbacks that's making decisions that you and I don't have the ability, or would we even make a decision in those cases? And, you know, let them be critics.
You can't slight the fact that he has helped financially so much, not only in the sheriff's department, but you're going to be humble about this, but I'm sure you had a lot to do with having him build this new law enforcement training center, which is statewide.
You know what? I got to tell you something. That idea came from PTI.
What's PTI?
Police Training Institute over in Champaign.
Okay.
They came to him. It was those individuals are the ones that were actually responsible for the building of that, because they said they needed something to be able to better train officers in the state of Illinois, and they've had a long-standing training operation over there. Well, he obviously is dedicated to Macon County and told them, say, look, if you want to do that, you're going to need to move that operation over here, because he only is going to build in an area where he wants to develop from where
his
foundation
operates. That's great for this community, right?
This is what he's about. He's about making differences in the community he lives in and obviously throughout the world in regards to what his foundation is doing. And he is an extremely intelligent individual.
He picks his friends so carefully, because when you're a guy in the episode, you never know who your real friends are. But I know you are his like best friend in town. How did that happen?
Because we both have the same sense of humor and we're able to interact at the same level. And he knows that he's not going to take advantage of anything that I'm doing, and I'm not going to take advantage of anything that he's doing. And when you have a matter of trust like that, you can develop a friendship. And I consider that friendship the best friendship I've had in my whole life.
Okay, I'm rushing here because we're running out of time, and I want to talk about the new law enforcement training center. You didn't retire. You just took on a new job, and it's a big job, but it's not the kind of pressure that you had as being sheriff. And you're number two instead of number one. You know, Tad Williams is your number one guy out there?
Yeah, let's start with Tad. He's the commander out down there at the Macon County Law Enforcement Center. I'm currently in an interim position. Tad needed some assistance because he was the only person out there being able to get the operation going at the time. So they brought me on an interim position. If this is what my future is down the road, so be it. But I'll have to go through a process to try to become a part of that in a permanent sense. I look forward to the opportunities. If not, other opportunities will come down.
What is this?
You know, he is. People don't understand what Commander Tad Williams is, what his background is. This is an individual that here locally has achieved more in the state police than anybody I've ever known. He is an unbelievable leader. He is a person that actually I consider he has got that whole thing going down there. And it has made the Macon County Law Enforcement Training Center
one of the best. He's a retired state police officer, right?
Yeah, he retired state police colonel. I mean,
Colonel.
Oh, yeah. He just, you know, there's nobody better. He has a great, strong family background and has done a phenomenal job.
What's the top job at state police in titles?
Let's put it this way. Tad wasn't far from it. He could touch it because I think he's either second or third in charge. At the state police.
All right, we got a minute left. You brought in Richland out there to make that a better facility.
Oh, you know what? Dr. Valdez and his team, we've had a great amount of support. They've dedicated a lot of resources to be able to make it what it is today. There's a partnership between Richland Community College and the Illinois Law Enforcement Training Standards Board under Director Brent Fisher and his staff, all of it coming together. But Dr. Valdez with, the Culinary Arts School, they're serving the recruits down there. It is an unbelievable operation.
How great is that for the students?
And you know what? I got to kind of limit what I say now because I am not in charge and I'm in an interim position. So unlike whenever I was sheriff, I could talk about everything. So the only thing I want people to know is that this is something great. It's all started here in Macon County, and we're going to do a lot of positive things, hopefully, in the future.
Well, former sheriff, thank you for being here. I promised I'd only keep you 20 minutes because you got to get back, and I broke it. I'm sorry. Just too much to talk about with you. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, and bless to your family and all of the public.